presents First Impressions.
There's a new album out.
Have you listened to it yet?
I'm digging the new album.
I'll check it out.
What do you think of the new album?
First Impressions.
Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of First Impressions on the Scratch Track Podcast presented by the Dude Grimm Show. I am the Dude.
And I am Grimm, and we are going to be giving our first impressions today of the album Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish.
Yeah, and dude, I love the cover, man, because it's like Happier Than Ever, and it's like her, and she's like crying.
Yeah, she looks very depressed on the cover, which, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the irony. And I think lyrically, I mean, to jump into it.
Yeah.
Lyrically, it talks about that she cited self-reflection as kind of the biggest driver with the lyrics, which is quite evident. Sounds like she may have been in and out of some relationships.
Well, yeah, I mean, her world changed pretty quickly and pretty drastically. I mean, we don't need to get into the whole background of kind of how she came to be and blew up with, you know, I mean, her and her brother. But, you know, it happened very quickly at a very young age, and we've all seen sort of those celebrity stories and whatnot, where that can be very, it can be tough for anybody to handle, but especially when you're at a certain age like
sure.
that. And,
how old is she?
You know, that is a very good question.
Admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about her. I mean, I obviously heard of her as everybody has, but she's only 19.
Yeah.
Jeez. So. Yeah, that's a lot for a kid that age.
Definitely. So, and she's already, I mean, it's amazing. She's already faced sort of backlash, and people have criticized her and her look and how she dresses, and almost, it seems like questioning her body or body shaming because she would, you know, wear baggy clothes and stuff like that. So I'm just, yeah, I think she took a lot of sort of everything that was going around her and really put it into this album. That's kind of what I've kind of gathered from it.
And even more specifically, the song Not My Responsibility, which that song, I mean, that has to be my favorite on the album after a listen, just because I guess I was just really impressed with how she was able to do that lyrically. I probably would have used a lot more foul language, and she did it in a very tasteful way without using foul language, and just I was really impressed by this song, and the things that she said is really, really good.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, her lyrics, do you know me, really know me? You have your opinions, about my music, about my clothes, about my body. You know, but I feel you watching always, and nothing I do goes unseen. That's the thing now. She's a huge, she's a huge star now. Everything she does, everything she says will be overanalyzed and overcriticized.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I believe
that's not fair for anyone, but especially a 19-year-old kid, man.
You're put under a microscope like that. Well, overall with the album, it was interesting because we talked about a little bit about this offline. I was expecting something different, and I'm not really sure why. I felt like her first album, as I said, had kind of a little more edge and grittiness to it, a little darker in a way, and for some reason, you know, I kind of figured now that she's, I guess, really big and, you know, kind of famous, that this one was going to almost be like a more big production and just really just kind of blow it out in a sense. And I just felt that it felt very minimalistic for the most part. There just wasn't a ton that I heard kind of going on a lot of the songs. But I mean, there are some things and some touches and stuff that she definitely puts in there, or her brother. He should definitely get as much credit as she does, don't you think? I mean,
well,
he plays like all the instruments.
When you look at the credits, I will say that his list is a little bit longer and more distinguished
than hers. Yeah,
but yeah, I not knowing he's only 24, and just to have. Hell, even just the credit for this album and her first album under your wing.
Like, hey, I produced this.
Pretty awesome, but I think he's done more stuff too. I don't know. I I'm really impressed with both of them, honestly, at the age they're at and what they've done. I think that's pretty cool and should not go unnoticed, which it hasn't. I will say I did not go into this with any expectations. I remember hearing Bad Guy, I think she did it on SNL, and initially was not that impressed. So I, if anything, I went into this one having not listened to her first album and not being totally impressed with what her first single was, and then thinking she had a cult member's haircut. So I didn't have a whole lot of high expectations, but I was quite pleasantly surprised by it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, one thing, there's a few things I think, you know, we can kind of talk about here too. And I'd be curious on your opinion, what do you think of her as a vocalist? Because a lot of her songs I feel are, it's almost more spoken. Yeah. I feel like when you compare her to like Lady Gaga, who has this big voice and has kind of incredible range, I don't know if that's her and that's her, that's ever going to be her. There's some songs where she does sing a little, you know, I guess
more,
I don't know how to say it, with a little more range, but it is very, vocals are quiet and front heavy. It seems
like. I know. I like it. I think it with a lot of, and I don't want this to come out wrong, but I notice it, I guess, more with a lot of female vocalists. They tend to, like, think about Christina Aguilera, like, all those embellishments. Like, it was bullshit. You know, it was, that's great that you have that range and that vocal control, but I don't want to hear it. I think her voice is honest, and I would much rather listen to her singing. I would not lump Lady Gaga in the aforementioned category. I don't hear the embellishments. She's just a really good singer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really like her style because she's not trying to be something that she isn't. She's not trying to be too flashy. It just seems really honest to me, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thing, too, because if you look at kind of her, again, her image, and we wanted to talk maybe a little bit about it, it'll be interesting to see the trajectory of her career. Her first real album comes out and she's got kind of like the half green hair. She's wearing black, you know, clothes and baggy clothes and not really showing herself. In this one, she completely did a 180 and she is like, hey, you wanted to see it. Here I am. I mean,
yeah.
You know, she's, you know, dressing very glamorous, has a sexy look, blonde hair, really kind of done up, you know, and I just,
yeah.
It's an interesting, you know, kind of transition for her to make, especially so early in her career, only on the second album. I mean, it is a complete 180, but people have, I mean, obviously Madonna's done that. We talked about Bowie and those types of artists. It'll just be interesting because it's like, okay, is she going to do another 180 or is she, where does she go from here?
Yeah. Who knows?
It'll be really interesting to see how that transition goes.
You know, I get the whole thing about people wear things that they want and they should. And that's fine. But if you, and I'm not saying this directly toward her, because think about like the punks too. And the, you know, if you wear things that just look stupid and ridiculous, you can't be mad at the criticism because you look like an idiot. No offense. You just do. And I get it that people want to have their own style, but people are going to have opinions of that. And I definitely think that she looks better now. I guess I never thought too much about the clothes that she wore before because I see a lot of younger artists that look kind of ridiculous. But then we grew up in an era where people actually wore their clothes backwards.
True.
So I feel like every era of youth has, you know, the adults look at him and they're like, these kids are morons. But, and that will always be a thing. I mean, dude, the Beatles wore suits and had slightly shaggy hair and people thought they looked crazy. And I'm like, geez, if that looks crazy, man, you should, what's going to be with all this body dysmorphia shit? What's it going to be like in 10 years? People are going to have like unicorn horns.
What the fuck is that shit?
I know that I'm sure.
Unicorns are a real thing. Well, I would say, you know, I was surprised by this album. I didn't think it was really the direction I was expecting her to go. It definitely opens things up, and I'm very curious as to kind of where she takes it from here. I think one thing I would like to see more is, I do like the beats, but she's going to have to, or her brother is going to have to step forward, I think, a little bit. I would like to hear some more guitar sound. I did hear a little acoustic, a little electric here and there, but it certainly wasn't overbearing.
And it was nice to actually hear the guitar when it came in, because you hadn't really heard it in the album. But I guess not going into it with a real expectation, maybe, based on what I was seeing before. I liked it, and I would definitely listen to it again. Especially, man, I now that I, and again, reading a little bit on her, that she's 19, really impressed with the level of songwriting for someone of her age. Like, very impressed with that.
Yeah, definitely. It's very cool. Very cool. Well, I think that might kind of wrap it up here, Grim. These are just our first impressions, our initial first impressions.
We don't think that we can listen to the album once and, you know, like publish a review, a full review on it. That seems kind of ignorant.
Or even five or six times within the first couple of days of it being released.
Yeah, so, it's not enough.
We may come back and revisit this one. And it'll be interesting to see what other fans and reviewers and people think of it. Because
I'd like to hear the big descriptive words that will be used to talk about it.
Yes, I'm sure there will be some amazing adjectives thrown around. Yes, we don't do that here. We use the same words over and over and over again.
Yeah.
At least I do.
Dude, right, you said a lot.
yeah. Lots of
things. Oh, dude, yeah. That's okay, though.
It's great. It's real neat. It's
just like her voice. It's a little more honest.
A little more honest. So, all right, I think that wraps it up here. This is our Monday episode. We got episodes coming out on Wednesday, and they are full scratches. And if you don't know what that is, well, then you just need to check one out, because they're pretty good. We have a bunch of them, too. This is a little bit, I'd say, out of our wheelhouse genre style, but I think it's she's an important artist and someone that I think really needs to kind of be covered and probably overanalyzed. So.
Yeah, we're gonna give her respect, though. I think it's cool.
Respect. All right. Until next time. Time to go. The dude
show. Scratch a Track is produced by the Dude Grim. Additional music provided by Moore and the Tims. Copyright 2021. The Dude Grim Show.